Lie on your back. And let's see, today is September 12th, 2012. And we're going to do lesson number 15. It's called Eyes One. So go ahead and lie on your backs. Have your legs long and your arms by your side. And to start off with, and throughout the lesson, if you need to adjust your legs at any point, you can, and bring your legs up to standing, but if you can, be comfortable with your legs long. And how we always start in a lesson is with a body scan, is what we call it, where you start to notice, how are you lying on your back today? So noticing how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor, noticing your mid-back, your lower back, how your spine rests in between your shoulder blades down to your pelvis, how your pelvis is lying on the floor, and how your legs are lying on the floor. And then back up to your shoulders is to really notice if there's a difference between one shoulder and one shoulder blade compared to the other. And traveling down your arms, and if there's any tension in either arm or a wrist or an elbow. And then noticing how your head is resting on the floor, how you sense your neck today. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. And again, you go really slow. So you're feeling the quality. And you're also looking for, are there any little points along the movement where it feels jaggedy or rough, or there's stopping points where the movement isn't smooth? So you just want to take inventory right now. You're just becoming aware and noticing how things are for you today. And then bring your head back to the center. And if your eyes aren't already closed, you're going to close your eyes now. And you're going to cup your hands over your eyes. So think of the palm of your hand. That's right. So your right palm goes over your right eye and your left palm over your left eye. And your fingers will actually overlap a little bit. Okay? Which is fine. There you go. And now as far as your elbows are concerned, see if you can find a way, can your elbows maybe flop out to the side, or how can you make this the most comfortable for your arms? So it might be the elbows closer together, a little bit apart. So find that sweet spot where it doesn't feel like it's much effort. And as you're cupping your eyes like this, start to notice how everything begins to go very black. And that's the direction that we would like it to go to, is extremely black, like almost like black velvet. If you're experiencing some color going on or light, that is an indication of your nervous system, your brain and your nervous system still working. So we want it to drop down into this black state where it's like black, it's almost like your sweatpants and black velvet, black silk, okay? But just notice, it'll take time for your eyes to slowly become to that place of solid black. And now from here, just take a moment as you're dipping into that blackness, right? And it's kind of at the back of your eyes in a way, right? You start to listen and notice your breath and your breathing. So just notice your inhalation, the pause as you go into your exhalation, and then the pause following your exhalation before you go into the next inhalation. So you're not changing your breath at all or your breathing. You're just observing. You're noticing. You now have some awareness and attention on your breath. But at the same time, you're sensing how that blackness is getting deeper and deeper because your nervous system is quieting down. And now hopefully you've got some level of blackness going on. And just continue to let it become even blacker. And see if you can keep your eyes closed now and bring your hands to rest down by your side. When you bring your arms down, if too much light comes in or you start to get colors again, you can bring your hands back again. So some of you might need to have your hands there for a little bit longer until this black stage gets there. So just know that you can rest your arms at any time. So from here, with your eyes closed, you want to bring an awareness to where the center of your nose, the nose bridge is, right? So that's the space in between your eyes. So you bring your thought, your mind there. And from there, you're going to have both eyes, again, they're closed, move to the right. And they're going to go as far to the right as possible and then slowly come back to the bridge of your nose. So again, the eyelids stay closed throughout the whole lesson. You can lower your hands at any time if you feel like you need to pull them back up, that you're starting to get flickering or color or light coming in. You just cup your eyes again because you want this really deep black state. And in that black state, you want to take both eyes to the right and back to the center. And notice as you're taking your eyes to the right and back to the center, if there's any tension, is there any strain, especially in your facial muscles? So can you let this movement be smooth and somewhat effortless so that there's not a strain? And often where you'll feel the strain is right around the eyes or actually around your mouth. And can you do the movement a little quicker? So you take the eyes to the right and bring them back. Over to the right and bring them back. And then take a pause. Just stay in the center. So those eyes are right hovered over the nose bridge. And you're going to prepare yourself now to take the eyes to the left. So again, both eyes will look to the left and back. And all these movements are being done with your eyelids closed. And again, you check in to see if you can bring your hands down. If you start to get too much activity with color and light, cup your eyes again. You want that deep blackness as you take your eyes to the left and back to the center. and do that a little bit quicker, going to the left and back. And then bring your eyes back to the bridge of your nose. And from here, you're going to actually have both eyes pull in even more to like, it's that feeling like when you were a child maybe that you crossed your eyes, okay? So you're really having your eyes come to the bridge of your nose, and actually think of the end of your nose, because that's where you really get the eyes to go to the furthest inside corner of your eyes. So you're looking down towards the end of your nose, and then if you come back up to the bridge and then kind of ease out to neutral, you'll feel the eyes go to what's neutral. And then you pull the eyes to the bridge, go to the end of the nose, from the end of the nose back to the bridge, and then back to neutral. And then you just pause and let your eyes rest. Again, your eyelids stay closed the whole time. Your eyes are resting. And it's interesting to notice what they do when you're resting. So this next movement, you're going to begin to imagine, like in front of your eyes in a way, a ball. And I would make it a small ball, like I'm thinking small, a little bit smaller than a ping pong ball, but something about that size. It can be black, or it could be black, it could be white, it could be red, it could be steel. And you're going to have this ball start to go to the right, as if it's going to roll over to your right ear. So your eyes are going to follow going to your right ear. So your eyes are going to follow this ball. And from your right ear, the ball goes onto the floor. And it's going to go along the floor until you get to the right wall. And then it's going to start to go up the right wall and up across to the ceiling, coming directly above you to where, again, the bridge of your nose is. And it's going to stop there. And then it's going to reverse itself. So then the ball will start going back across the ceiling to the right, down the wall, to the floor, over to your right ear, and back up to your nose bridge. And once you're there again, you're going to reverse the movement. So follow the movement of this ball going over to the right, up the right wall, across the ceiling, so you're making like an arc with your eyes, only to the center, to the midline, and back over to the right, and dropping all the way down to the right corner of the right wall and the floor, coming along the floor back over to the bridge of your nose. As you continue to do this movement of watching the ball move, traveling to the right, across the floor, up the wall, and across the top of the ceiling, you start to notice if there's any jumps. So often there's these like little places where you might jump or skip, where the movement of your eyes isn't smooth. So you want to be doing this slow enough that you're really observing yourself. And just, again, you're just witnessing and noticing, where are those little jumps and skips? It's places where your eyes are a little unfamiliar to go to. And it's really key to notice those. And as you continue to do the movement to the right, in time, some of those areas might start to smooth out. And what's interesting is wherever you have it, sometimes it's like a jump, a hop, a jaggediness, any kind of roughness, any kind of change in the quality of moving your eyes means there's something in your spine as well. So until your eyes can move completely smooth, your spine won't function smoothly. So there's a direct correlation to this lesson of what we're doing with your eyes and how you function with your spine. Okay, and slowly bring the eyes back to the bridge of your nose and then let them just pause and rest. You may want to lower your hands during the resting time if they're tired. And just see, can you somehow begin to really maintain this black velvet darkness even with your hands down? And I know for some of you that might be challenging. So during the rest period, lower your arms, and then if you need to bring them back up during the next movement, you can. And just notice and observe during the rest, can you think of or focus on your breath and your breathing again? Can you keep your mind from wandering into your day, into thinking about what you're going to do next? And can you stay just with your breath and the blackness of your eyes? And if you need to bring your hands up again, you can. And we're going to start to do the same movement now to the left. So you start by bringing your eyes focused to the bridge of your nose. And then you picture your ball. And your ball is going to start to go over to the left, down to your left ear, and it comes down onto the floor, rolling over to the edge of the floor and the left wall. And then it's going to go up the left wall and meet to the corner of the left wall and ceiling and across the ceiling, creating an arc in your eyes to the midline where the bridge of your nose is. And then you reverse it. Your eyes go back across the ceiling to the left, over to the left wall, down the left wall to the floor, back across the floor up to your nose bridge. And then you repeat that again at your own pace. And you start to witness any of these places along the way where your eyes skip or jump, or they might be jerky. There's some type of hesitation or change in the quality. And you just notice where that occurs. You don't try to change it, it's just noticing. And is there any strain to take your eyes to the left? How is it different going to the left compared to when you went to the right? Do you feel any tension in your cheeks or mouth or around your eyes and the muscles? And you're maintaining that black velvet darkness as you're tracking the ball to go over to the left, go up the left wall, across the left ceiling, and then reversing it. Good. And let's take another rest. So whenever you rest, those eyes come back to neutral. And you can lower your arms. And it's like each time we come to a rest is an opportunity to revisit your breath and your breathing and the darkness of your eyes. And see if it's getting easier and easier for it to be completely black and that there's less of a need to cover your eyes. That blackness is staying with you longer now, which again means that your whole nervous system is calming down. Now from here, you're going to bring your attention back to the eyes looking at the bridge of your nose. And you're going to shift your eyes over to the right, back to the bridge of the nose, and over to the left. So you're going to stay right along that frontal surface. So we just did a movement where we went up to the ceiling, and we're not doing that now. No arcing and going away from you. But you're really dense into the nose bridge. And then you quickly go to the right, come back to the center, quickly go to the left, back to center. Quickly go to the right, back to center, quickly go to the left. So it's like you bring them over to each ear and then quickly shift back. So the focus is very close to where your eyes are and the bridge of your nose, right in front of you. And again, are there any places of hesitation or skipping or jumping or struggle? Great. And again, let's take a break from that. A little rest. So now this time, you're once again going to start always by bringing the eyes towards the bridge of the nose. Okay, but we're going to now go over to your right ear, all the way out to the wall, and you're going to go up the right wall to the ceiling and now go past the midline, right? So we're now doing a big arc that's far away from you. And then you go past the midline down the left side until you come to the left wall, coming and meeting the floor, coming over to your left ear, across the midline, and back over towards the right corner of the wall. Back up towards the ceiling. It's a big arc. It's a high ceiling. And just again, feel, notice how your eyes track this movement. You can either just do it from tracking the movement, or if you feel like you need to follow a ball, you can have the ball doing the movement. And again, you're looking and noticing any shifts in your eyes, any jerkiness, any skips or hops. Where do those occur? And are they starting to change? Is there some kind of quality of smoothness beginning to seep in as you continue to move your eyes? And stay with this direction of going to the right, all the way to the right corner of the wall, up the right wall to the ceiling, across the ceiling, down over the left side, down the left wall to the floor, and from the left side back over to the midline. Good. And again, let's come wherever you are, finish that, complete that cycle, and come to the bridge of your nose to just take a pause. And it's really interesting to notice what your eyes do after the movement as you go into a rest. And again, notice the blackness. If you start to experience your mind wandering at any time during the lesson, and of course you pull it back to what we're doing, but in the moment of wander, you will notice you start to lose the blackness. So see if you can just be aware of that. So now we're going to do the left side. So again, you come to the bridge of your nose, and you're going to take both eyes to the left ear, down to the left corner of the wall, up the left wall, up to the ceiling, across the midline, and starting to arc down to the right, right? And the ceiling's an arc. It's this big, huge arc. And then you come down the right side until the right side of the wall hits the floor, and come along the floor to your right ear, and then up to the bridge of your nose, and back over to the left ear, over to the left side. Really having those eyes reach to cover the whole room that you're in. And how is it going to the left? What are the skips and jumps like? Is it smoother or is it more jaggedy? How is your ability to stay focused? Does it change when your eyes are going to the left compared to the right? And the blackness. Nice. Okay, so slowly bring that to a close and come back to the bridge of your nose. And if you're not at this point covering your eyes with the palms of your hands, please bring the palms of your hands back up to cover your eyes. And see if you can get the eyes now to be the darkest black possible. So the whole background is black. And it gets darker and darker. And can you find the darkest place that you're now witnessing with your eyes covered? Where is the deepest point of black? And just make sure when you're cupping your eye, there's no pressure on your eye, right? It's like the palm is sitting over the whole eye socket. But make sure there's no pressure on your eye. And you're just, again, focusing on for each eye. And sometimes this is tricky. You might be drawn to notice the depth of the blackness to one eye. And then if you're only noticing, let's say, the right eye, go to the left eye. And then can you be aware of that darkest spot for both eyes at the same time? And then bring your attention, keeping your hands up there, covering your eyes, to your right eye. And imagining as if you were going to press, don't do it, you're just imagining. If you were to press that palm a little more firmly on top of your right eye, how the depth of the blackness would move back to the back of your skull. It's like all the way back in the socket, and that the socket was to go all the way to the back of your head. So just imagine if you were to press a little bit onto the palm of the right hand, that black depth would be pushed back all the way, the darkness, to the back of your head. Can you take that dimension back for yourself? And now let's try the same thing with your left eye. So again, imagine now with your left eye that you're going to put a little pressure on that left eye, on the palm of your hand. And so then that deep blackness of your left eye just gets pushed all the way back to the back of your skull. And again, noticing, is it easier to do this with the left eye than the right? Or was it easier to let that blackness travel backwards with the left eye? And can you have that darkness now go back with both eyes? So you really sense like your eye sockets go all the way back, literally to where your skull is resting on the floor. And it's kind of a cone shape, right? So as you go further and further back to the skull, it gets smaller and smaller, the blackness, right? Good. And then let that go, and let's just take a break with your arms so your arms can rest by your sides. And again, when you remove your hands, you might start to notice some activity with your eyes, and some light starts to come back. And can you, without using your hands, but in your mind, can you quiet that down? Can you keep pulling back into you the depth of the blackness? And can you also pay attention to your breath and breathing in the background? And now you're going to begin to imagine a very small black ball. I'm thinking the size of a pea or like a black pearl, something like that. And it's lying on the bridge of your nose. So you actually see it right in that little dip, you know, that we have on the bridge of our nose. That's where you're going to place this little pea or pearl. And with your eyes closed, and again, you can either have your arms down by your side, or if you feel like you need to cup your eyes again, you can do so. You're going to start to follow that little pea or pearl ball that's black. It's going to start to roll down the bridge of your nose. And it never leaves contact with you. So when you get to the edge of your nose, it's going to go down in between your nostrils. And then it gets onto the upper lip. And from the upper lip, it goes over the lips, down into the chin, and down around your chin, down around through your throat, never losing contact with your skin. And it's rolling slowly. And as it's rolling down you, your eyes are tracking the pearl, the black pearl or the black pea. And by now it's somewhere down on your chest, along your sternum, and it continues to slowly roll down, approaching your belly button, all the way down to the pubic bone. And from there, it's going to start to come back up. Slowly it comes up across your belly to your belly button. It starts to come up towards your chest, along your sternum, up along your throat, right? And there's all these curves and valleys, right? So it goes around the chin and then it drops in a crevice before it comes up to the lower lip. And then it has to drop down again because the lips, in between the lips, there's a little dip there. And then it goes over the big lip, and then it comes up to where your nostrils are. And that's a steep, like a steep hill And it goes over the top of the end of the nostril and starts to come up to the bridge. And from the bridge, let it go all the way up to the top of your forehead. And then you will reverse the direction. And again, the whole time, both of your eyes are tracking and following the black pearl. And as you're doing these directions, right, which is now more up and down, you're noticing again if there's any places along the way that your eyes get jerky, hesitant, jaggedy, or they skip. It's like they want to jump to the next section. So again, you're just looking and noticing that as your eyes are following this black pearl all the way down, let's say down to the pubic bone, and then all the way up to your forehead. And let's take it past your forehead to go over your hairline to the back of your head where your head touches the floor. And then can you take your eyes away from your head to the back wall? So now you move your eyes way beyond, looking towards the back of the wall and the floor where those two meet. And you won't go up the wall, just stay to where the back of the floor meets the back wall. And then the black pearl rolls along and comes to the back of the head, comes along your hairline to your forehead, and so forth. And you're going at your own pace, whatever is comfortable for you, to continue to watch this black pearl travel along your midline. Good. Now, wherever you are, slowly bring the black pearl ball back to the bridge of your nose. And then when you're there, you're just looking at it. You see it balancing there. And you're now going to bring in a second ball. And this ball is going to be white, just like a ping pong ball. So it's significantly larger. And you're going to have this white ball come into your vision there. And then it's going to replace or take over for the black ball. So it means in a moment or two, you lose the thought of the black ball and then you see the white ping pong ball sitting on the bridge of your nose. And just observe how you do that process. And now you're going to start to watch this white ping pong ball sitting on the bridge of your nose is going to go straight up towards the ceiling. So it just stays along the midline and you watch it move away from the bridge of your nose, going all the way up to touch the ceiling. And once it touches, it slowly brings itself back down to rest on the bridge of your nose. And again, you're observing and noticing what happens with your eyes. Any jerkiness, any stuttering, any skipping. By focusing on the white ball, are you losing any of the blackness? And if so, cup your eyes again. So can you keep the deep, rich, black, velvety background as you're watching this white ping pong ball go from the bridge of your nose up to the ceiling and coming back down. Good. And so the next time that that white ping pong ball is approaching the bridge of your nose, it'll rest there. And then you're just going to let that image go and return to the black darkness in both of your eyes. And as you notice the black darkness with your eyes now, notice if there's a certain level of calmness there. It's getting easier to maintain that black velvet darkness. And now you're going to bring into your awareness, right in front of your face, the letter Q, and it's a capital Q, right, which is basically the O circle with the tail. And this Q is in black, okay? So what that means is the space in the center is white. So create that right in front of your face. So it's a very large, you know, we'll say it's like about 5 inches or 4 inches in diameter, the letter Q. And really notice the thickness. Like maybe it's about a quarter to a half an inch thick, maybe even an inch thick, the black part to make the circle of the Q and the little tail, right? A capital Q's got the little tail down there in the side, lower right-hand side. And this letter Q above your face is now going to slowly start to move away from you towards the ceiling. And as it does, you notice that it starts to get smaller and smaller, right? And the thickness of the letter Q starts to get thinner and thinner. And the white that's in the center becomes more dominant, as well as the white around the outside of the letter, right? And actually, I said that wrong. The white on the inside gets smaller as the white on the outside gets dominant. So that by the time that this letter Q is almost to the ceiling, it becomes a black dot. And you no longer can distinguish it's the letter Q. And then you slowly let this black dot come back, lowering towards the bridge of your nose, and all of a sudden this black dot starts to develop the shape of an O. And then it gets thicker, and now you start to get the white in the center, and pretty soon the tail of the Q shows up as the letter Q is approaching your face. And then you bring it down so it's just a couple inches away from your face, and you do it again. It starts to go up towards the ceiling. And again, as it then moves away from you, the thickness of the black becomes less. And the white in the center gets smaller and smaller because it then becomes a black dot. And then you slowly will have it move towards your face again, watching as it drops down, how the letter Q starts to show up, how it develops. And again, as you're doing this movement, you're just noticing if there's any jaggedy spots, or are things becoming really smooth and quiet for your eyes now? And wherever you are in the phase, the next time that the cue comes down to your face, you can just let it go and pause and rest. And for a moment, we'll try the resting with your arms down by your sides to see how well you now are maintaining that deep, dark, velvety black in your eyes without cupping your eyes. And how quiet have your eyes become? So maybe along the way, you notice during each rest that the eyes would have some activity fluttering back and forth, and is that very quiet now? And how deep and dark of a blackness do you have with each eye? And then one more time, bring your hands up to cup your eyes, and if there's another level of darkness, like it gets so dark, it's really like a black velvet or like black ink. If there's another level of darkness that you can take your eyes to, see if you can get your eyes to that. And while experiencing that deep, dark blackness, can you also sense about you a level of calmness? Great. And then from here, I'd like you to just think about for a moment all the things that, once you come to from this lesson, that can start to come into your visual repertoire. So I just want you to think about it, like you're going to start to notice the room, and you'll start to notice as you move through space and leaving this room into the rest of the facility. And then if you decide if you're going to leave the facility and go outdoors and into your car. So from this lesson, when you will leave from here, really stay present with yourself of how do you notice the world around you. So just that's a thought for you. So lower your arms to your side. See if you can keep that blackness going. And just notice now how you are resting on your back. And again, the sense of calmness that you have now inside of yourself. Right? If there was things on your mind before you came to this class or before doing this lesson, are they completely gone? Right? So this is like this level of being so aware and present in the moment. And what that does for us, right? So if there was any sense of urgency or something pressing, it's probably not so pressing now. And that this is a much better way to enter things that we need to accomplish for the rest of the day coming from this place than a sense of urgency. So just become aware of that for yourself. And then you're going to just slowly notice how you're bringing yourself into the room, how you're resting on your back. And then go back to rolling your head a little bit to the left and to the right as we started with, and just observe the quality. How is that movement now? How are you now? Right? What's changed for you? So often we think we need movement, right? To give us freedom in movement where we're having maybe pain or stiffness. But a lesson like this, where you quiet the nervous system down, will completely quiet down any form of pain or dis-ease or discomfort. Okay, so taking your time, again, still bring yourselves into the room, and then you'll slowly bring yourselves to rolling to a side to come to sitting, and then taking your time to come to standing, to observe how you feel in standing. And again, once you come up to standing and then opening your eyes, just notice how you see the world now. It's going to be quite different. Thank you.